With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump beginning arrangements for a face-to-face meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump says he did discuss the matter with Putin following lengthy talks with Zelensky and European leaders Monday at the White House. Blue states continue to pay an economic price for policies that punish the wealthy. Here's Bob Agnew.
You tax the rich and you lose the rich.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, says it's a simple formula that's been proven time and again. Just looking at his group's own Rich States, Poor States annual survey.
Millionaires' taxes drive out the wealthy, drive out small businesses, and those states at the end of the day are left with less revenue, not more.
Case in point, California has lost another major corporation. In-N-Out Burger says it will move its headquarters out of California to tax-friendly Tennessee. Bob Agnew reporting.
It has been one of the most unusual storms in recent memory. Bermuda's acting Minister of National Security, John Adams, is urging residents to take Hurricane Erin very seriously.
The waters will be very dangerous and lives will be placed at risk. I must be absolutely clear. Although Hurricane Erin is not a direct threat, this is a powerful hurricane, and it is the first time this season Bermuda will feel the effects of such a system.
Adams says the worst for the area would be Wednesday and possibly on into Thursday. A Virginia man convicted of shooting a New York pastor to death at her home in 2023 has been sentenced to life in prison. Rashid Ali Bynum appeared Monday in court in New Jersey. His lawyer says they will appeal. Eunice Dunfer was ambushed in her vehicle. She was 30 years of age. This is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee megachurch opening a new school, Northfield Church, partnering with the Learning Care Group to operate the first Pathways Learning Academy in the state. Church officials say the facility will offer working families reliable early education through STEAM-based programs combined with faith-based education as well. Growing number of congregations are beginning to offer these kinds of opportunities. This is SRN News. Major update on the Texas measles outbreak, with health officials saying it's over. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and two children died. Cases jumped to other states in the United States and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico. While Texas health officials will keep monitoring for new cases, they credit testing, vaccination, monitoring, and education with helping to end the outbreak. Measles is preventable by getting vaccinated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear taking emergency action to ban the sale of the drug known as designer Xanax. It has been linked to dozens of overdose deaths in Kentucky. More details at srnnews.com.